Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Today it's former industrial engineer turned craft brewer Megan Greenwood.
So I never actually wanted to own a bar. That was never my intention. And I'm so excited to have a space that our customers can understand my culture and understand our message, which is the power of the purposeful pint.
Greenwood started as a home brewer, but soon put her engineering and marketing skills to use by building a manufacturing facility and tap room. The Greenwood Brewery on Roosevelt Row will open this spring. She told me about her productive relationship with beer is not a new development.
It started, my relationship with beer started a long time ago, but we won't get into that. But I was actually a home brewer. I'm an engineer by degree. I started as a home brewer. My roommate actually gave me a brewery kit for my birthday, and he said, you know, I really think you'd enjoy brewing. And I really did enjoy brewing, turns out. It was in 2014 that I started to homebrew and make my own recipes and really get into understanding the process of beer. And then I a 5-gallon brewery kit that I was making beer at in my kitchen turned quickly into a 25-gallon brewery, all electric, in my garage about 6 months later. And then at that point, I had 8 beers on tap in my garage. We had a lot of people over all the time because they really enjoyed our beer, and really they got a lot of it complimentary on our because we were just experimenting and it was really a hobby. But I fell in love with it the whole time I was working in corporate America, and I couldn't get the thought really out of my head. And a lot of things were going on in my corporate job that were kind of telling me that there's a space for women in the beer industry. And it was just, you know, going out with my boss or my employee or my customer and having a beer and having a really great conversation over craft beer. And I just didn't see any women at the forefront of anyone's mind when this product was being made. And I was thinking that I wasn't really being represented in this product. Mm. And all of the people who I was seeing were big bearded flannel wearing men. And I didn't resonate with that. You know, I wear dresses and I like to, you know, I'm a woman, and I just, not everybody wants that type of a product. And so I couldn't get that thought out of my head. So I turned on my marketing switch and started to research, and here we are.
So do not enough of us think of women as possibly lovers of beer? We put the men in the beer category, the women in the wine category?
This is an interesting statistic. So brewing companies that are only owned by women are only 2% of breweries. So I don't think it's necessarily that we don't think that women are consumers. It's that the people who are making the beer are primarily men.
Okay.
And so they're just thinking about themselves as a consumer. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's just not any representation of women behind the product.
Right.
Maybe consuming the product, of course. There's a lot of women consuming the product, but there's not a lot of women behind the product. So when she's not really thought of in the product making, she's kind of feeling left out when she's consuming it.
What makes a good beer for you? Did you embrace a different kind of beer as you were brewing, or are you brewing, even though it's unique to you, were you approaching it the same way as any other male who wanted to brew his own beer or start a brewery?
I brewed the same way that men brewed. You know, I don't think that the process itself is any different. But I do think that I bring a different beer to the market. My messaging is different. So, you know, when you see women that are producing a product, that's going to inspire other women to do the same thing. And when we have such a small, teeny, teeny, tiny part of the industry that's woman-owned, I think that my product, I try to really think about my consumer. And my consumers are both men and women, but primarily when I want my what we call an avatar, I think about women. And she, I researched what my first 8 months of starting this business before I even started to brew commercially. I started a marketing business, and all I did was research what women wanted when they were consuming or purchasing beer on the shelf or at a restaurant or whatever. And I surveyed 200 women. I interviewed about 20 women. And I wanted to know if there was a difference, if she did want a different product, or if, you know, or if she wants the same product as a man wants. And so I took a lot of that data, and that's why I choose the beers that I make is based on the data that I received from there. So much so that I actually made in the process, I was starting also my conception for Greenwood Brewing, my conceptual ideas and everything. And I wanted to do a big grand opening or brand reveal party. Mm-hmm. And I made my bottles, and my bottles actually have white ale on them because I thought the women were going to resonate most with a wheat beer. And like thinking about my family or my mom specifically, she goes to Blue Moon all the time. And I see a lot of women go to Blue Moon. And I thought that women were going to want a Blue Moon. That was what their preference was going to be. So I thought my white ale was what they would want. And turns out they actually like pale ale and resonate more with pale ale. And more women preferred pale ale. And so I actually ended up putting my pale ale recipe in a white ale bottle. So my bottles say white ale because they were pre-made. And I put pale ale in them. So I think it's, I try to tailor a little bit. I also have a line of beers that I use essential oils in, which really resonates with women right now and really just has different health benefits than because the product is so concentrated. And that is something that I see that women are, you know, their eyes kind of open up and they're like, wow, we could have high digestive health benefits while we're drinking this beer. That's exciting.
And let me follow up on something you said a few minutes ago, which is about maybe inspiring other women to be business owners, to be entrepreneurs. How much of inspiration do you think you can be for making this and expanding this kind of field?
I hope it's inspiring. We had a brewery close downtown, Mother Bunch, and she's a woman-owned brewing company in downtown Phoenix. I'm a woman-owned brewing company in downtown Phoenix. She and I were talking. She was like, you know, if you, Megan, wanted to do what you are doing today, you, in 1974, you couldn't actually do it. It wasn't until 1975 that you could even take a loan out on your own without the signature of your husband or your father. And you know, that's not very long ago when women see that, you know, I'm the sole owner, I'm self-funded, I took out a loan, building a manufacturing facility alone, you know. And so if women see that, I really hope she can be inspired to do it herself.
That is brewery owner Megan Greenwood for our Made in Arizona series. If you know of a local maker you'd like to hear on the show, send us a note. We're at the show at kjzz.org.